Blog Talk Radio. For tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. For tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show, affectionately known as the Quitnail radio show. This is Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. Yes, this is our first broadcast out of Chicago, Illinois. The last broadcast was in 2009. So we are so super excited to be back in the home city, the home state where Quitnail radio show was birthed. In 2008, we have an exciting show for you today. I tell you, God is just so faithful. God is just so good. I'm going to talk to you today about faith is shifting your situation. Yes, faith is shifting your situation. But before we begin, I want to welcome my armor bearer, Evangelist Dana Duffy out of Jacksonville, Florida. She is on the show today, and she's going to give us some announcements. Amen. Dana, you have the floor.
Chicago, Illinois, welcome to Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. Stay connected via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Are you in need of prayer? Call our administrative office. Number is 773-345-8722. Again, that number is 773-345-8722. Join National Women Empowerment every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern to get charged up. Sow into the kingdom. Partner with Tamiko Stewart International. We need your financial support. You can give via PayPal using email address give@tamikostewart.com. Proverbs 3:27 says, withhold no good thing from them to whom it is due, and when it's in your power of your hands to do it. Back to you, Prophetess.
Thank you so much, Dana. I tell you, I hear enthusiasm in the voice. 1,000 miles away, it is such a blessing to have you on the radio show today. I miss you, sis. But let's get into the word. There is such a powerful word that I want to share with you listeners. that are listening via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, via your cell phone, iPad, computer, or laptop. You can tap into this radio show using all of those platforms. But if you have your Bible, I'm going to give you two key verses of scripture, and then I'm going to pray, and we're going to get into the message for today. Again, the topic, faith is shifting your situation. Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Mark 11 and 24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. God is the God of the situation shift, and he's shifting our situations, and some have already shifted just like that. Let's go to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord, as your ambassador here on earth, Father, as your official legislator, God. Lord, I call on you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. I call on you, God, for your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, God, your revelation, God, the reveal to me, God, the mysteries of your word right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that is listening in Radio Land. I pray, God, that you would give them ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. I pray that your word will fall on good ground, God, and that it will produce a harvest, God. Lord, I pray for our nation, God, as we are in perilous times here in America, God, but you are still God. You still sit on the throne. Nothing is new under the sun, and nothing has taken you by surprise. God, we will not be distracted, but we will stay on the wall. We will continue to win souls. We will continue to advance the kingdom of God. We will continue to declare your holy word in this nation, God. Lord, we just thank you, God. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Radio Land, faith is shifting your situation. Things are getting ready to change, and things cannot stay the same. Anytime we see the devil actively roaring and barking and making noise, you can best believe that you're on the brink of one of your greatest miracles and your greatest breakthroughs. The word of God and the promises of God in your life have not changed because of what's going on in the world. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You still hold fast to what the word of God is saying. You are the head and not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. You are above only and not beneath. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the field. You are blessed when you come. You are blessed when you go. We are daughters and sons of Abraham. We have a covenant that we are a part of and that we can tap into. I dare you today to make a withdrawal out of your faith bank account. Yes, make a withdrawal out of your faith bank account. Now, God is getting ready to move supernaturally in your life. Your faith bank account is never in the negative, is never in the red. Try God, try the word. No, I am not a prosperity preacher. I am a word of God preacher. The promises of God in the Bible, they are yes and amen. And we have an advocate with the Father. We can dip into the word and we can stand on and believe the happen for you. I promise you it's going to happen for you. Don't you get distracted. Don't you get sidetracked. Don't you get bamboozled. Don't you get perplexed. You can hold on to the word of God. Hold on to the promises of God. We thank you for the situation. To you are the same. Don't you let nobody, don't you let nothing shake your faith in God. This is a time where we got to be sure and we got to be very sure. We got to hold on to God's
unchanging hand. God does not change. He is not a fad and he is not a trend. Well, one day is this and one day is that. But the word of God is the same. We see that faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we don't see. You might can't see it, but I dare you to believe it by faith. I dare you to believe it by faith. We got to call this thing in. We got to repeat the word to God. We got to pray the word back to God. We got to stand. We got to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. We got to believe so we can receive. The word in Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can have hope in God, and our hope will not be deferred. Our hope is going to carry us through. Keep your hope and your faith in God. James 1:6 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. We cannot doubt. We got to put doubt and fear out of our lives. We got to believe it. We can't allow doubt to creep in. Don't you let no one sow a seed of doubt in your life, but you got to believe, because the word says the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea. You're blown and you're tossed by the wind. One day you believe and one day you don't. This minute you believe and the next minute you don't. But I don't know about you, but I choose to report of the who report when you believe to be believed. Of the Lord, to the promises of God. A double-minded woman is unstable in all of their ways. We got this trust. Peter 1:8-9 says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith for the salvation of. We got to believe it and we got to receive it. The word say, though we don't see him, we love him. And even though we do not see him now, we believe in him and we are filled, listen to me, Radio Land, filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. We got to stand on the word of God. We have to stand on the promises of God. One of my favorite scriptures is Hebrews 11:6. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Listen to me, Radio Land. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't even serve God without faith, because you're serving a man and you're loving a man that you have never seen. You got to have faith just to walk this walk. You got to have faith just to go on this journey. I like to say that I'm a faith fanatic, because I choose to believe what God says. I have blind faith where I would trust God and stand on the word of God, even where I don't even know where I'm stepping or going. I believe that because of my faith, that God orders my steps and he won't lead me wrong. I believe God. I choose to trust. I choose to believe in God. I trust him with my life. God has never failed me yet. We know that the world has been experiencing a testing. We know that the saints of God have been experiencing a testing of your faith, but faith produces perseverance. James 1:3 says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. It's only to make you stronger. It's only to increase the gift of faith in your life. You go through the test. Don't be moved by the test. Know that it produces perseverance. Know that it produces you to be able to get to that next level of God. I love it when Jesus said in John 11:40, then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? I'm waiting on the manifested glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God that's getting ready to be revealed. I don't care what is going on in this world. I know we are in perilous times, but I got a seed in the ground, and God has promised me some things. I'm going to stand still until I see the manifested glory of God. His promises don't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So you hold on to what God has promised you. You hold on to what God has said he's going to do. He's getting ready to blow up the spot. He's getting ready to come in your life. He's getting ready to show out and show up on your behalf. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You get ready. God has not forgotten about you. You are on the very mind of Christ. He has you in mind. Don't you think that it's over? It's not over until the fat lady sings. They say that in opera. Well, I stopped by to tell you that the fat lady haven't even left her dressing room. There is so much more for you. God has so much more in store for you. God is getting ready to bless you. It's getting ready to rain. I hear an abundance of rain. There's a sound, and a sound of rain. It's getting ready to rain on your head. Overflow and abundance. Only people that get excited about rain, I know I've been saying it for the last couple of days, but the people that get excited about rain are the people that got seed in the ground. Listen to me, Radio Land. If you ain't got no seed in the ground, you're not going to get excited when I say I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. But if you got a seed in the ground, if you have been sowing and it's been a dry season, it's getting ready to rain. It's getting ready to be a harvest. You're getting ready to go out and reap the harvest. Oh, son of your Messiah, you're getting ready to reap your harvest. Your seed is getting ready to come up. The abundance of rain is getting ready to wet the seed that has been sowed in a dry season. It's getting ready to rain. I'm telling you, I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. It's getting ready to flow. Can you handle the overflow, Radio Land? Can you handle more than enough? Can you handle everything that you need? God is getting ready to do it. We're entering the seventh month. The month of July is coming. It's coming like a freight train. That number seven stands for completion. God is getting ready to complete everything in your life. Every word that has been spoken in your life, God is getting ready to bring it to pass. It's getting ready to manifest. You got to stand on the word and believe what God said. You got to wait and you got to watch for it, because God is faithful to his word. I'm telling you, it's all about faith. You have to dip into your faith account. You have to choose to believe the word of God. You have to choose to live by the word of God. You have to choose to know that God has not forgotten about you, that he is a faithful God. God is a faithful God. We are the righteousness of God, and the righteous will live by faith. That's what it says in Romans 1:17. It says, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. We are the righteous, and we are living by faith. Faith, we have unshakable, unmovable faith. We choose to stand on our faith. Though things can be going on around us, we choose to believe in the faith of God. My faith is in the word, and my faith is not unwavering. We live by faith and not by sight. You don't believe it? Read 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, for we live by faith and not by sight. It can look like a battlefield. It can appear to be a battleground in your life. It can look like all hell has broke loose around you, but choose to live by your faith. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured on the cross. He scorned shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, not on your situation. He's getting ready to shift. He's getting ready to be a shift. He's doing an authority shift. He's doing a territory shift. A proud Jabez is getting ready to be manifested in your life. God is enlarging your territory. He's enlarging your reach. He's getting ready to bless you. I'm telling you, the blessings of God are getting ready to chase you down. They're getting ready to overtake you. They're getting ready to consume you. They're getting ready to flood in your life. They're going to hit like a tsunami in your life. God is getting ready to do this thing. I'm telling you, on faith, and see that the Lord is good, Radio Land. He is a good God. He has never failed me yet. I tell you, I just want to share my personal testimony with you, Radio Land, before I go off the air. Me relocating my ministry here to Chicago was a faith move. It was a God move. I didn't have the necessary funds to do it. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I know I heard in my spirit what God told me to go. It is like 2 weeks passed, and it was like nothing was happening, and God spoke to me. He said, you're being disobedient because you're waiting to leave when you have all of your resources and finances to go. But I'm telling you to go now, and as you leave, I will make provision for you. I will feed you. I will provide for you like I did the prophets of old in the Bible. So I took God by his word and got the U-Haul truck, and me and my daughter, we just left. But every time we needed gas, every time we needed food, he put me on the mind of people. God will use people to accomplish his purpose. He put me on the very mind of people, and they began to sow. People sow hundreds of dollars at one time, just giving, just calling, saying that they had to be obedient and give and do what God told them to do. I just give God praise because my faith, I already had the gift of faith, but I feel as though my faith went to another level. I feel like I graduated in the faith because I trusted God. This was a thousand mile faith journey for me. I chose to believe God, and he didn't let me down. He was faithful. He brought me here safely. He did just what he said to do. I say that to tell you, Radio Land, when God tell you to move, you better move. When God tell you to shift, you better shift. When God said reposition, you better reposition. You better do whatever you need to do to be in the position to receive the promises of God. And no, that doesn't mean for everyone to move, but whatever God tells you to do, however he tells you to pray, wherever he tells you to go, whatever he tells you to do, you just do it. It might not make sense. People might not understand, because my family and even some of my friends, they couldn't understand why I would just pick up and leave. But I have to do what God said and how God said. My allegiance is to God, and I answer to God first. I believe him. I trust him. He's never failed me yet. He's put me right in the position to receive my blessings and to walk in the promises of God. Don't you be hard-headed. You do what God told you to do, because we got to be like Nehemiah. We got to stay on the wall. We can't come down. We can't get distracted. We got to keep winning souls. We got to keep advancing the kingdom of God. God has a purpose and a plan for our life. Even in the times we're living in now, you should be more motivated to get about your Father's business. Don't you let nothing stop you from going forth in ministry and doing what God has told you to do. You got to win souls for Christ, and you got to display the love of Christ, he that winneth souls is wise. God will give you the necessary wisdom that you need to win souls for him. So as this show is winding down, I just want to remind you and encourage and empower you that your faith is shifting your situation. Yes, your faith is shifting your situation. Go back and listen to this radio broadcast at the end of the show. It's on demand. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page and click the play button on the announcement where I'm talking about the show today. Just click play and you can listen to this word over and over again. But just know that faith has shifted your situation. It has been a situation shift in your life. I declare it and decree it. I prophesy it to be so that things can no longer stay the same for you, but they have to shift. They have to shift to line up with the word of God. The word of God has already been released in your life. Now you have to catch up to that word, to what God has already spoken about you and for you. It's already been sealed. It's already been announced to the atmosphere. You have shifted. You've just entered the shift zone. Yes, you've just entered the shift zone. Things are shifting on your behalf. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Quinnell Radio Show. I'm going to turn it back over to my armor bearer evangelist, Dana Duffy. She's going to make an announcement for you that have been blessed by the show on today, this word, and you would like to partner with Tamiko Stewart International Ministry. She's going to tell you how to do that. Dana, you have the floor.
Chicago, Illinois, welcome your sister, Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. Stay connected to her Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you are in need of prayer, please give our administrator office a call at 773-345-8722. If you're in need of prayer, call this number, 773-345-8722. Join National Women Empowerment every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern to get charged up. Sow into the kingdom. Partner with Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. We need your financial support. You can give via PayPal using email address give@tamikostewart.com. Again, that email address for PayPal, it is give@tamikostewart.com. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, "But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully." This is a fertile ground. You will receive and harvest. God bless you and have a wonderful Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much, Dana, for that announcement. And to you that are just not tuning in to the Quinnell Radio Show, you can go back and listen to the show on demand. You do not want to miss this word that I released today about faith is shifting your atmosphere. Go back and listen to it again. As soon as this show is over in the next minute, you can go to my Facebook page and hit play and listen to the show all over again. You do not want to miss this word. There's a shift in the atmosphere. Your situation has shifted. It cannot remain the same. We stand on the word and the promises of God, and we believe it. Our faith will not be shaken, but it will continue to grow and abound in God. Thank you so much for listening to the Quinnell Radio Show. This is Prophetess Tamiko Stewart. I love each and every one of you in Radio Land to life. And remember that quitting is not an option. God bless you. Enjoy your Saturday. Until next week, see you soon. Bye-bye.